Well, time to go to the UK. What a build-up this race has got. The Longines Queen Elizabeth. Everyone's talking about a Dabe and Very Elegant, but who knows? Could there be an upset? William Haggis is joining us, the trainer, who we haven't really heard a lot of. Tom Marquin's been doing a fair bit of media in the build-up. But, William, this, I hope in some way, the entertainment, the build-up all around this race, I hope it has carried to the UK.
Well, it's very exciting for us. I don't know quite whether it's hit general public here, the racing public, no, but whether anyone else does, I don't know. But it's going to be a fantastic race, hopefully. And if both horses are on their game, never mind the others. I mean, the others are some useful horses, but it'll be a great spectacle. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Have you been hearing the right things from Isabella and also from Tom?
Yeah, but they're very happy with the horse, which is all we can ask for. They're not very happy with the weather, but I guess none of us can do anything about that.
So the other thing that you've made a move on this week with him is the blinkers going on. Now with Sama Doubt not running, could the intention be to lead?
That is something I've discussed with Tom. My attitude is very much if they go a nice gallop, then you don't need to. But if they don't go a gallop, go on. It doesn't matter. He's a very straightforward horse. He can lead. He can sit off the lead. Whatever, we can only train them, Andrew. We've got to let Tom decide what he wants to do.
And he knows the horse so well, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With the race tactics that it could be, let's say he's in front, and I guess James McDonald was very mindful on Very Elegant just where a Dabe was in the tank, in the Randvet. It's going to be another tactical race here, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. I think James will be very confident of beating us. By all accounts, that filly's in cracking form. I was a little bit disappointed with our fella in the Randvet in that he didn't beat the third by very much, which was slightly disappointing. So if he's improved, Tom thought he was very rusty first time. But everyone seems happy with him. All the information I get from Bloods and from the work he's doing suggests he's on top form. So it's pretty hard 12,000 miles away. And we've got lots of runners and lots of action at the moment here. So it's hard to judge, but they're all happy with him. That's all we can ask for, really.
Can I ask you, just on that being, you think he could have been a bit rusty. Has that been why you put blinkers on?
I think Tom was quite keen to try him. I've been thinking about it for a while in England, and I think Tom felt he was sluggish. Now, whether he was sluggish because he's getting old and wise, and he's been to Canterbury before, and it's not quite as new as it was last year, whether that's the case, I don't know. But he's only got a pair of half blinkers. There's not much in it.
Yep.
They're not great. You know, we're just trying to do something a bit different.
And
spark a length of improvement.
And Will, do you think to win the race that you'll, at some stage in the straight, need to get a length or two on Very Elegant?
Yeah, all the way up the straight, I suspect, in order to win. But, I don't know. It will evolve as the race is happening, and Tom will know best where he is and what to do. So it's going to be really exciting, and I'm very proud of the team and very pleased to be there. Just sorry I'm not there in person.
Yeah, you're going to have to make it here one year, hopefully. Let's talk about the Sydney Cup. Favourite Moon coming off the win in the Mannion. Have you got a similar point of confidence compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm guided by Kerrin, really. He knows the horse. He's been in to ride him since he won the Mannion Cup. He's very happy with him. I think the horse has made a step forward. But I thought Young Rascal had as well, and he never travelled at all in the Sydney Cup last year. This fella hopefully will run a good race, and I think he's got a chance in an open race.
On good ground with him, you brought him to hopefully get wet tracks. What about a good track?
Well, I'm not sure. I think he prefers a bit of dig in the ground, but he's got to get the trip. So he's going to get the trip on better ground more easily than if it was heavy. So I don't know. We'll see. Andrew, I'm sort of past now thinking what's going to happen because a lot of stuff's going to happen in the night, and I'm going to wake up and watch the racing and get on with my day job here. I've spoken to Karen and to Tom. I've spoken to my team. It's great fun.
There was a little bit of a hitch, I guess, with the Queen Elizabeth runner with the feet going in, but that seems to have settled right down now.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah. That's no, and not an excuse either. He was sound on the day.
Yep.
You know, it was just one of those things. Take nothing away from the filly. Just wish if it was a soft seven or a heavy eight, I'd be really excited.
William, thanks for your time. I hope it's good viewing for you once you get up your Saturday. Again, thanks for bringing these horses. It's added so much to our carnival. Again, good luck.
It's our pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
William Haggis joining us there from the UK. Very much looking forward to the clash this afternoon. It'll be 10 to 4 Sydney time for the Longines Queen Elizabeth.